all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host is Michelle King Robeson, who's on travel today. Oh gosh, junk food. All right, so you figured out you're kind of hooked to this stuff, and you don't know what to do. Well, Dr. Vera Tarman is our addiction specialist today, who's going to be helping us understand, all right, so I feel like I'm food addicted. What do I do about it? In her wonderful book, Food Junkies, The Truth About Food Addiction, website, addictionsunplugged.com, Dr. Tarman helps us understand how to be able to assess whether or not you got a problem in the first place. Are you hooked on these hyperpalatables, sugary, fatty, salty food combinations? Well, if you are, what are you going to do about it already? So, first, Dr. Tarman, welcome to Her Radio. We're so looking forward to your words of wisdom here. Now, first, you say that food addiction is real. And
yes, I do.
That you say that it's real, and, you know, there are some eating disorders people out there and others who say, nah, it's just, you know, it's not bad. It's just binge eating right off the bat. So there's a need to parse that apart and look at that controversy. Let's just start there for a second, because I know a lot of people look at this issue of binge eating and food addiction and get all confused, saying, are they the same? What?
Yeah. Thanks again for letting me come back and speak about this issue. You're absolutely right. This is such a fundamental controversy. In my chapter, I call it the great saboteur, because it can be, you can actually have an eating disorder and be a food addict, or you can be misdiagnosed. And how to actually determine what it is, sometimes you won't know until you actually look and see which treatment works. And the thing is that people in the eating disorder paradigm are really trying to find out what the psychological dynamic is behind the binge eating or bulimic behavior and fix that, and then somehow a moderate eating plan will work. Whereas from an addictions paradigm, we're saying, no, there's something in the food itself. There's something triggering about the food that will trigger off what we call a phenomena of craving, and no amount of therapy, no amount of fixing up the past will make that different. The person will be just a very insightful addict, it's figuring out the difference, and sometimes you can't know that until you try one treatment, see the failure, and then try another one and see that it works.
Well, speaking of treatment then, why don't you just dive right into that? I know that in your book, Food Junkies, The Truth About Food Addiction, you really lay out a spectrum here. So help us understand what you believe after, good grief, over 17 years working in the field, what you've discovered about treatment.
Yeah, the thing that the book talks about, you know, how to assess food addiction, and it also talks about the different manifestations of food addiction, including the stages. And that's actually where Phil Riddell's piece comes in. He's contributed this concept of the normal eater, the emotional eater, which is what where we would put the people with eating disorders, and then the food addict. And then within the food addict, there's different levels, like there's the early stage, middle stage, late stage. So if we're looking at food addiction, depending on the stage that you're at, how far has the addiction actually been rewired? The exposure to the triggering food can actually change the brain, and that's actually where some of your work has been very helpful. Basically permanently change the brain and so that you can't go back. So if you're in a middle stage of food addiction, you might determine that, I'm addicted to sugar, so I can't eat sugar anymore. But I can still eat nuts, and I can still eat fruit, and I can still eat dairy. A late-stage food addict may have already had so much change happen in the brain that they can't even eat those things. They have to actually figure out what foods are safe. How do you determine what safety is? Basically, are you obsessed? Do you continue to obsess about the food? Because what you're looking for is sobriety, like sanity, non-obsession. I eat the food and then I move on to the next topic. I'm still not thinking about what I ate and how I can have more of it. You see what I'm saying?
Interesting. And you make this, talk to me then about withdrawal symptoms. You know, when you describe in your book the whole issue of food addiction, you say it's just really very much like any substance abuse. So people really withdraw.
Yeah, you know, and that whole issue of withdrawal is actually one of the pieces that feeds the controversy about the sort of naysayers in the medical profession who say, no, it doesn't exist. There's no withdrawal. And I say, look, you just haven't been asking people those questions. So the withdrawal of somebody who's had two tubs of Haagen-Dazs ice cream and I don't know how many bags of candy, the next day is going to feel very nauseous. They are literally going to be shakes. They're not going to have seizures, no, but they'll have diarrhea. They'll feel sick. They'll have self-loathing. I mean, they're going to look very much like anybody else who's just gotten off of a cocaine binge or even alcohol without the seizures. Like, you know, you don't have to have that kind of dramatic seizure effect, but we still call it withdrawal. And you got to ask the questions in order to see that.
Well, I think as a physician, both you and I are really cued into this because we're really interested in this whole topic, and I think that that's huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, if you're operating from the paradigm of an eating disorder, you're not going to ask those questions. But if you are from an addictions, you'll be really surprised at how people say how they feel the next day. Yeah.
Interesting. And obviously, no one expects anyone to be withdrawing like they do from heroin, because it's an order of magnitude. Because that's basically, you know, a chemical in a major way.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, like 15 years ago, we were saying that cocaine wasn't addictive because it didn't have the same kind of withdrawal pattern as alcohol. But we know now that that it wasn't addictive and there was no withdrawal. But we know now that there is a withdrawal. It's that tremendous depressive crash. It's just, it's a different one. And that's really what we're saying now. Is the difference in withdrawal patterns with different drugs is different, but there's still a withdrawal pattern.
Okay. And, you know, right now, the current options for food addiction are what? I mean, if someone says, I'm in trouble, I mean, here you are, a smarty pants expert up there in Toronto doing your fantastic work. But, you know, what if one of our listeners is saying, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do?
You know, this is exactly the crux that we're at right now. And that's why I'm so delighted to hear the work that you're doing. So, you know, my book doesn't really focus on the actual what next to do, other than just to find some sort of abstinence program. But where that actually exists, I mean, I think we need to have treatment centers that actually start offering that. A lot of treatment centers, in my experience, they're saying, okay, we can't have people smoking anymore, but they can still eat a lot of junk food. But we need to start including foods. We need to start having people offer services to help people. It just doesn't exist right now. We're at that stage where we...
Exactly, and this is why, you know, I've got that new program at Malibu Vista with Elements Behavioral Health. I mean, we just did a Today Show piece, and I really believe that if we have these in-residence programs as well as outpatient, it's really going to be able to, you know, help
and
us all.
Exactly, and books like yours where people can pick up and go, okay, that's what I can do. Like, we actually have a guide of what to do that's not going to lead the person back into, you know, stage two.
Right.
Stage three of going back and re-triggering yourself.
A food addiction. And so that book is the Hunger Fix. And I want to give a shout out here to Dr. Vera Tarman and her wonderful new book, Food Junkies, The Truth About Food Addiction. Her website is addictionsunplugged.com. And she has helped us understand what we can do to diagnose ourselves, to, you know, assess whether or not we have an issue being hooked on those hyper-palatable, sugary, fatty, salty food combos, and the next steps. We can't begin to thank you enough, because I know our Her Radio listeners have learned a lot. So I'm Dr. Pam Peek with my wonderful co-host, Michelle King Robeson. Listen to Her Radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.